Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Mishnah Dal, Lehechan Goylin, to where do they go into Golus? What's this idea of going into Golus? Where, what, when? So the Torah in Parshas Maaseh set up three cities in one location, three cities in another location. The Mishnah is going to be Mefarat. La'ori Miklot L'Sholosh Be'Evra Yardin. There are already, the word Miklot means a city that absorbs. Koilet means to absorb the person. Doesn't mean a city of refugees, which is the way it's usually titled. Means that the city absorbs the person, that he's safe there, he has a din, that he has to be there, and he has a din, he's allowed to be there, but even where he's safe from the Goel Adam. There are three cities in Eivor HaYarden, which is on the eastern bank of the Yarden. Today they call it the East Bank and the West Bank, which they use for political purposes. But over here we're talking about a geographical location. Both of them are part of Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, before crossing the Yarden, captured Eivor HaYarden, and that became part of Eretz Yisrael. There are chilukei dinim between Eivor HaYarden and Eretz Yisrael proper, but they both have kedushas haaretz. Legabei miklat, certainly. Ulesholosh be'Eretz Kanan, the three cities that are on the west bank of Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, Shenema, shloisha orim titnu me'Eivor HaYarden, shloisha orim titnu be'Eretz Kanan. Three and three. These six cities are delineated by the Torah. The Pasuk in Perek Lamed Hei, over there in Maaseh, Pasuk Vov, says that there's also Ori Halavim. Ori Halavim, there's 42 cities of Ori Halavim that have a din also of Ori Miklot. Lamaisi, the Gemara speaks out, the Rav brings from the Gemara, that the 42 cities of Ori Halavim, they have Kedushas, Ori Halavim, the other dinam legabe how the city is used, how it's zoned, came before over there in Parshas Maaseh. The 42 cities are koilet only when he went there to live there. The six cities have a higher level of Ori Mikla because they're delineated in the Torah. They're koilet, they save a Ritzach, B'shoigig, Bain if he's there midas, or bain if he's not there midas. He doesn't even know he's there, or he didn't even mean to go there, but lamaisa they koilet him. Mara learns that out from a diuk in the psukim. Ad shele nivcheru sholosh be'Eretz Yisrael, lo hayu sholosh be'Eivor HaYarden kol tois. Until the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, when they went over after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta under Yeshua ben Nun, until they were captured, settled, and they were set aside for Ori Miklot, the three in Eivor HaYarden did not have the koyach to be koilet. This is a pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan. Oz Yavdul Moshe Sholosh Be'Eivor HaYarden, Mizroch HaShemesh. He, Moshe Rabbeinu, was in Eivor HaYarden. That's where he's buried. He set aside the three cities in Eivor HaYarden. Lo Nush Shomo Retzeach. The other three cities, the pasuk says in Yeshua Perek Chof. Vayidabe Hashem Yeshua. Leim Adabe Obnei Yisrael. Leim Etnu Lechem Asari Amiklot. V'yigdishu Es Kedesh Shechem. Shechem Ki Es Arba. Those are the three cities. The cities that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside were not operational until all six cities were functioning. Why? Because the pasuk says in Emor, "Sheish Ori Miklot Tieno Achi Sheshton Kol Tos Kechot." All six have to function together. The Gemara asked the obvious: why did Moshe Rabbeinu then set it aside? And the Gemara goes off into a long, a very inspirational shtick laganta in Gemara, where Moshe Rabbeinu had such a thirst for mitzvahs. Oyev Kesef La Yizba Kesef. See, even though the Ori Miklat weren't koilet, they weren't functional, there was no real purpose to what he did, but he had a cheshik for a mitzvah. He had a cheshik to be oisik in the mitzvahs of Kedusha HaSeretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given the opportunity to be mitzvah please baretz. So any brekel of a mitzvah in that regard, that he was able to chaperayim, he chaperayim, even if actually he didn't accomplish anything. There's the Gemara. The Pasuk uses the Lashon Oz, the Medrash compares Oz like Oz Yosha Moshe. This is the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mishnah Vav, Mechuvonis Lohem Drochim Mizu Lazu. There are roads that had to be paved, not winding roads, that had to be straight roads that led from one Ir Miklat to another in order that the Ritzech would be able to go from place to place as quickly and efficiently as possible, but he had to stay within those cities. Shenemar, Tochin Lecho Aderech Vishilashto. Pasuk says, prepare the road, Vishilashto, those three cities. Umoysun Lahem, when a person killed, imagine, let's say, he's all the way in the north of Eretz Yisrael, he has to make his way to the Ir Miklot. He gets the psak from the local bezin that he's a Ritzeh B'Shoigeg, Rachman al-Tzlan, he fits the bill, and he has to run as quickly as he can to Ir Miklot. Umoysun Lahem, Shnei Tamid Chom, they send with him two Tamid Chom, Shem Yagenu Baderech. Maybe they're going to kill him on the way. Who's going to kill him on the way? The Goyal Adam. Vaidabru Elov. And they'll speak, these two Talmid Chachamim will speak to the Goyal Adam in order to try to persuade him not to kill. It's a very interesting din, this din of Goyal Adam. The Pasuk mentions it. Is it mutter? Is it the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? So that we're going to see in Mishnah Zion exactly. Machlokes Tanoim. But Lamaisa, it's definitely mutter to the Goyal Adam. So the Talmid Chachamim would try to dissuade him. It says that the Loshin that they would say is that the Gemara says in Daf Yud, Al Tinek Beretzeach Zer Minik Shal Shoev Chedomim Sharei Bishkogo Bo Amais Liyode. How do they know? The Teretz is that when what would happen, the Gemara speaks out from a Braisa, is that if a person, Rachman, someone's involved in an accident that killed somebody, a car accident, he flees from the scene, he runs as fast as his legs can carry him to a near Miklot. But Lamaisa, we don't know yet what his din is, and we have to have a status. There has to be a paskin like Beit Bezdin. So Memelo, we bring him with an escort out. We bring him to the place where the crime took place. Edim will come and they'll say exactly how it took place. Derech Yerida, Derech Aliyah, was it Bayar, was it Bechotz, v'chuli, all the parameters that we had in the Perek. They'll paskin on him, and then they could say with certainty that it was a Maisa Shkog, and they'll try to dissuade the Goyal Adam from taking his due revenge. Let's say the Goyal Adam is in a matzah where he wants the revenge. He's not listening. He's not the spoil. So then they would give him musar. Zerstet. That's why they had to be Talmid Chacham. They had to be people that would be listened to. Reb Meir Oimer, afhu medaber al yidei atzmoi. The Talmid Chacham plead for his life. The Mishnah has to be mechadish. That he could talk as well. Is there a halacha here? Or it's a tzitzis? Not clear. Sounds like almost the Talmid Chachamim do not defend him. He has to defend himself. Vinish vid halacha of Talmid Chachamim is brought la halacha.